Hello, my beautiful humans. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Empowering Her with Melody Pormerati. And I have just come back from a four-day trip to Tulum, Mexico. And it was magical, heartwarming, eye-opening. Of course, it's like everything that I ever do in my life is I feel like there's this big, beautiful classroom where I get to get a front row seat to the lessons that I am here to learn and perhaps to some of the things that I'm here to share. So today's episode is all about look at me culture that I'm going to get into deeply in a moment. Before I do, I wanted to talk about a few questions that I've been getting a lot in our communities. And you know I love your questions. You know I love when we have open dialogue and conversation. So keep that coming always. But people have been asking, like, Melody, you do girls empowerment, but like, are you doing it for the girls directly? Or are you teaching people to empower girls? Like, what is it? Because we've been seeing a lot of different things and we're confused. And so, you know, this is the beauty of being a multi-passionate entrepreneur is that you get to wear a lot of different hats and you get to serve in a lot of different ways and feel so on purpose. And so I very much in my business and in my life, I thrive on serving different demographics. So let me lay it down for you. Just to bring some clarity to how you can become a part of the girl life world if that's what's speaking to you. So I do run a certification program. It's called the Girl Life Academy, where you can become a girls empowerment coach and literally work with girls as a living. Coaching them one-on-one is something we teach you to do, but also in groups. And that's really where it all began. The magic began is I love working with girls in a group setting, introducing them to their superpowers, doing fun, engaging exercises to help them really understand just how magnetic and brilliant they are. So that's the Girl Life Academy. That's a career path. We also have a non-profit part of that path where it's like half the price. And it's for people who just want workshops, whether they're teachers and doing it in the classroom or for people who want to do after school programs or for girl moms who literally want to do this with their daughters, you know, and their friends. We also have a membership. I'm going to go deeper into that another day, but it's basically every month getting a workshop delivered to you that you can run in your own way, wherever it is that speaks to you. And then finally, the other wing of my business where I'm not teaching you how to run girls empowerment workshops is I'm teaching women how to empower the girls in their life, specifically girl moms. We've got programs for girl moms. We've got programs for parents of boys, girls, all children, who want to know how to empower their kids, like in a snapshot. Like if there's one lesson I need to teach them today, what is the lesson I need to teach them? And I talk about it and I share about how to really drive that lesson home. I mean, we all know we spend hours of the day speaking to our children. So often it's like commands, like do this, don't forget to do that. Did you do this? But sometimes we really need to hone in on our messaging and ask ourselves like a question where I'm so asking myself right now. My girls are almost 18 years old and leaving for college. And I'm like, my goodness, have I imparted like these life lessons and wisdom drops on them that I wanted to? Like, have I armed them for the world? And of course, like that's it's not just me, right? Who arms them for the world? It's everyone they come in contact with. It's their teachers. It's both parents. It's their friend groups. But of course, as a parent, you kind of like scale it back and you're like, have I done those things? Have I shared those messages? And so I have courses where I literally teach you, specifically the one I'm talking about right now is empowerment sessions, where in like a 3-minute audio, there are 33 of them, I believe. Each day, I'm sharing with you the one lesson to teach your child and an example to back it up and like the language to use when you talk to them. So So there's that arm of the business where I'm really teaching you how to speak to your children, how to set them up to be powerful beyond measure, because they already are. We just need to give them access to it. And then finally, I have other courses that support heart-centered business owners like myself, right? And those are ways that I talk about how you can earn money for a heart-centered business, or how to build community around a heart-centered business. So I hope that sums it up a little bit. I love it all, and I can't stop, won't stop. I'm going to keep doing all of it and adding to my collection of offerings. As I mentioned, something awesome is coming. Can't talk about it quite yet, but it's in the works, and I'm just so excited. So stay tuned. But if you want access to any and all of the courses that I offer, check out melodypormorati.com/courses, and you will see a list. I believe it's of all the paid and free courses, because I have a lot of free courses as well that are totally accessible to you. So again, melodypormorati.com/courses, and I will also put that in the show notes. So without further ado, I want to talk a little bit about today's topic, which is all about come with me. I'm giving away the punchline before I even go there. That's not going to happen. So it's about look at me culture. We're going to talk a little bit about look at me culture. And chances are, before I even explain what this means to me, this terminology that I kind of just came up with as I was driving home from yoga today and in deep thought, look at me culture is this culture that's been created by social media, by judging people on what's going on the outside versus getting to know them deeper on the inside. The way that we look, the way that we think we look, the way that we want other people to perceive us has become way too important. It has become so important that we are mutilating our bodies and our faces, and we're spending all this time on that outer world, which is a beautiful world. Don't get me wrong. Like, I think it's beautiful as a human being to love on yourself and do up your hair and put on makeup and choose your clothes like with intention and enjoyment. Like, I'm all about that. That being said, I think it's being taken to a level that is scary, to be quite frank. So as I mentioned, I just came back from Tulum. It was my brother-in-law's birthday, and we had been planning this for almost a year now. So I knew it was coming, and I was so excited. I'd been there before, and I loved it the first time. Loved it the second time, but totally in a different kind of way. But as I was on this trip, as I was on the beach, as we were out for dinner. So like in Tulum, when you go out for dinner, the last time I went 2 years ago with my husband, it was a much quieter scene. So it was like you'd go out for dinner, you'd have a delicious meal, you'd walk through the town, you'd come home, you'd go to sleep early, wake up early in the morning and do your yoga practice really early, like with the sun. And then same thing over again, right? Which not a bad life, right? Like, I could get used to that. So that's what we did when we went for our anniversary a few years back. This year, it was more of like a party trip. And the vibe in Tulum was more of a party. It was like every night you are at like a restaurant where inevitably you will be dancing on chairs and on tables, and the music will get loud, and it'll be like there will be shows. So it's super cool, but super different, right? So as we were at these events each night, as we were on the beach, I had noticed the things, and I don't want to just say exclusively women, but it was with the women that I noticed it, that they had completely altered their faces. And I know that this is something that's happening, and it's like as the world progresses, there's more access. There's more access to all of this. But I have to tell you, like, when I peel back the layers of this onion, when I ask myself, first of all, the question is, why the women? Why is it the women? Why do we live in a society and a culture where women feel like they need to hide from themselves? Yeah, I think women are hiding from themselves by doing all of these things to ourselves. And I'm calling myself out, by the way. I've shared before on the podcast that I have had rhinoplasty. I've also had a lot of problems with my nose. And so from the beginning, I knew that I had to have surgery. But in full transparency, as I was having the surgery to realign my nose, I also removed a big bump that was on my nose. So, like, as I'm calling out our culture, I'm calling myself out too here. I'm a part of it. You're a part of it. We're a part of it. We get to decide, though, how far we allow this to perpetuate. We get to decide how we redefine this for the next generation. And so in observation of seeing what's going on out there from head to toe, whether it's surgery or Botox or fillers or hair extensions, like, we are all victims of this epidemic of hiding from ourselves and truly hiding from other people, because, like, we don't even give ourselves the opportunity to age. We don't give ourselves the opportunity to age gracefully, because we're out there doing all the things before we even have a chance to see, like, who is my 50-year-old self gonna look like, gonna feel like, gonna act like? How about my 55-year-old self? How about the 60-year-old version of me? So, like, just taking a step back and asking ourselves, what is the reason that we feel that it's so necessary to spend so much time on our outer world and our outer experience of ourselves versus our inner world? Imagine if, as a society, specifically as women, we spent just the same amount of time, if not more, on our inner world, on the part of us that is like a soul with a purpose, the part of us that feels, the part of us that heals, the part of us that connects. There is so much more to us than what we see in the mirror, right? There's so much more to us than that, you know, that 3D reality. We can take it to the 10th dimension, to the most amplified dimension, because that's what we are. We are infinite. We are infinite beings, and there's so much more to us than just the way that we look. So I'm talking to me, I'm talking to you, I'm talking to all of us, I'm talking to our next generation, and I'm asking us, I'm, you know, what's the word? I'm really, like, it's a deep, deep ask. How can we introduce to the next generation that what is going on inside of them will always take precedence, right? And that when our soul is smiling, our whole being is smiling. And that is the greatest gift that we have to give to the world. And so how do we step away from this look at me culture? And instead of look at me, it could be come with me. Come with me. Let's connect. Let's be in community. Let's do this thing together, right? Look at me is so singular. Come with me just feels so much more inviting to me. It feels so much more inclusive to me, for us to build a new world where it's like, it's not about exclusivity. It's about rock what you've got in the way that you've got it. I recently was talking to someone who was like celebrating, I want to say like a 54th birthday or something like that. And she was like, oh, I hate this. And I thought to myself, and I said it to her, it's like, what do you mean you hate this? Like, what is the alternative? Like, what is the alternative of celebrating another year that you have had the great honor of being on this planet? Doesn't mean life is easy. I'm not saying it's easy. I know we've all got our struggles, But like what, like when we speak, the universe listens. So when we are looking down on the fact that we've been given another day and another year to be alive, the universe hears us and continues to give us those experiences that we hate because we said, I hate this, right? There's so much to that. And once again, like we need to stop this craziness of women not sharing their ages and being embarrassed to say how old they are. It is our birthright and our honor to continue being on this planet in health and in peace. So notice the way that you think about your relationship with the way that you look, your relationship with age. And like, take a moment today, tonight, journal on this idea. Like, where have these ideas about aging come from? These ideas that you need to change yourself in some way. What if instead of changing yourself, you embraced yourself? You found a way to love and honor and rock all those beautiful parts of you. What if you chose to look at yourself the way you see others, the way you look at another person and you could see the beauty in them like that? What if you chose to see yourself that way? How different would your daily experience in the world be? So these are just a few things that came up from my trip to Tulum. I love Tulum. But I noticed a difference there. And the truth is, if it's there, it's everywhere. I see it in everyday life. And I want to say it again. It's not that we don't need to take joy and pride in the way that we dress ourselves and adorn ourselves with the things, the accessories, whatever it is that brings us happiness and makes us feel good. I'm all for that. Like when I wake up in the morning, you better believe I'm drawing that cat eye, that eyeliner cat eye, because I love it. I love to look at myself in the mirror and see that. But I think that there is a limit. I think that there comes a time when we change and alter our outside world so much that we become unrecognizable. That's the point I'm trying to drive home. Not just unrecognizable to others, but unrecognizable to ourselves. So let's stop hiding ourselves. Let's start showing up for ourselves. And showing up for ourselves looks different, right? Let's make it look different. Let's model that for the next generation. Let's let them reflect that back to us because that's how it goes, right? They are noticing us. We are noticing them. We're constantly in relationship with one another. We are teaching each other some of these great life lessons just by showing up for ourselves, right? So I hope this episode served you. If it did, please leave a review, share it on social media, and be sure to tag me, and I will reshare it by all means. It's my favorite thing to do. And if you didn't hear the announcement yet, until Mother's Day, we have an amazing, amazing invitation for you. We're talking here about changing the next generation, and the best way to do that is by looking in the mirror. So my course, it's a best-selling course, it's called Empowered Girl Mom, is half price until Mother's Day. So this is my gift to you in this season where we celebrate motherhood and all the things that come with it. In this course, I teach you how to remother yourself the way that you needed to, reflect on how you were mothered, and show up in a whole new way for the young girl in your life, for your daughter. I walk you through 6 different phases to ignite your best mothering journey. I promise you won't be the same after this course. The feedback I've gotten has been absolutely magical. So if you'd like to get that for half price, don't wait. MelodyPoormorati.com/girlmom. Be sure to use coupon code girlmom in the coupon section so that you get half off of this course. I believe it's $699 and you're getting it for $349. So don't miss this. I love you all so much. I'll talk to you again next week. Bye.